Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Talk 1290, KUMA and FM 96.5.
Our guest this morning for the KUMA Coffee Hour, Chuck Byram, Pendleton Police Chief, and we'll begin the conversation coming up right after this.
Hello, everybody. This is Anthony Lucia, your Pendleton Extreme Bulls Tour finale announcer. The event that crowns the Extreme Bulls Tour champion is back and will take place during the 112th Pendleton Roundup this September. The PRCA, the Pendleton Roundup, and Happy Canyon are excited to present the Extreme Bulls Tour finale, presented by Coors Banquet and your local Coors distributor, Columbia Distributing, to the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena. The Extreme Bulls Tour finale will be a two-day event, September 12th and the 13th, featuring the top 24 professional bull riders in the world. Each and every one of them had to qualify to be there inside the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena. Get your tickets now, as they won't last long, for this new event that will crown the Extreme Bulls Tour champion. Buy tickets now at PendletonRoundup.com. Happy Canyon Arena on Monday, September 12th and Tuesday, September 13th for the PRCA Extreme Bulls Tour finale. On with the show and let her buck.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290, KUMA.
Hey, good morning. It is Tuesday, August 2nd, and joining me this morning is Pendleton Police Chief Chuck Byram. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great, and we are off and rolling with a new month. And first off this morning, any crimes of note you would like to talk about before we get in further into this conversation?
Well, you know, we did have a busy weekend last weekend with over 200 calls for service. Unfortunately, we had to make over 20 arrests. It just seemed like the weather probably played a big key in it, but just one of those weekends where it seemed like people just didn't want to behave very well. I know early in the morning on the 31st of July, one of my officers attempted to stop a motorcycle near Southwest Haley, Southgate, for a simple equipment violation, just to let the driver know that, hey, you know, your lights aren't working on your motorcycle. Well, that driver didn't want to stop for my officer and took off at a high rate of speed in the motorcycle. He had a passenger on that motorcycle, so officer didn't pursue it very far, but the driver ended up ditching the motorcycle and his passenger in a driveway on Haley and took off running. About a half hour later, we located the subject and took him into custody on a simple Baker County warrant. He was out of Baker County. We arrested William Rashow on the Baker County warrant, but now also felonies for eluding a police officer over a simple taillight violation that he just could have stopped for and then went to jail on his warrant. But unfortunately, those are the kind of encounters that we're having more and more these days. People not wanting being accountable for their actions and trying to get away at all costs and endangering the public while doing so.
Yeah, I can't imagine, being on that bike as a passenger, what that would have been like. But also, it's dangerous enough just under normal circumstances trying to look out for motorcycles, and then you got one who's eluding your officer, cutting through the neighborhood. So, yeah, and I imagine no serious injury to...
No injuries to anybody involved, thank goodness. But again, when you're dealing with a motorcycle and a high rate of speed, it only takes one little error, and then you have a fatality on your hand.
Right, right. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. What was the month of July like for the police department?
We were busy, as we all know in this community. The month of July, we have a lot of events going on, you know, starting with 4th of July parade, then you have Whiskey Fest, and you have the bike run, not to mention all the downtown stuff. We had the car show, and so it was a fairly busy week or month for the officers. They worked hard. They showed up, and they were highly professional. We're glad to say that the month of July is in our rearview mirror right now, and that we're needing a little rest right now for the officers, and so they're taking some much-needed time off, using up a little bit of vacation time when they can, but we're still ensuring that we have enough officers out there on the road to ensure the safety of this community.
And how much overtime did your officers bring up last month?
Well, you know, funny that I was doing a staff activity report for city council coming up tonight, and I started tallying up that overtime, not counting the lieutenant and I, because we don't get overtime, but from sergeants on down throughout the department, through all the sworn personnel, we racked up 542 hours of overtime in the month of July, which is quite a substantial number. It took a healthy bite out of my overtime budget already, but I think that's going to be our biggest month. We're working on getting more people on board, but I know that that is a lot of hours for our personnel to work, and I couldn't be more proud about how they handled the month of July.
And then talk about morale. I know this last week had been tough on everybody as far as the heat goes.
Well, you know, morale is always something that I have to gauge daily, you know, because everybody has their own issues just outside of work that, you know, sometimes they bring to work. And when you are having to ask these individuals to work so many hours, it definitely affects not only their professional life, but their personal life. And so that's always something that is on the forefront of my mind. And that's why we just need to get more people hired. And so that will always bring the morale up around our agency. But right now, our morale is great. We got through that month of July without any serious issues, without anybody getting hurt. And that's a win and a success. Anytime you have a win and a success in our agency, it just ramps the morale up even more.
And then tell us about how the public, I guess, perceived the work your officers performed in July. I mean, there was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on. And you know what? We are very lucky in this community to receive the support that we do. But I think that also speaks volumes to the professionalism of the men and women working for the Pendleton Police Department, is that I did not receive one officer complaint from anybody, whether they showed up to visit, whether they live here, whether they work here during the month of July, meaning that our officers really, really did an outstanding job interacting with the public. Even when it's hot and they're tired, and you know, they're tired of dealing with drunk people, because we had to do that a lot in the month of July, they still maintained their composure, and nobody felt like they needed to call me and file a complaint against anybody. All I received was praise, and so that's a really good feeling to have. And again, it goes back on to the personnel of the Pendleton Police Department that they're doing the right thing for the right reason.
All right, excellent to hear that. And what progress have you made in filling the opening that you've had, I believe, four vacancies for patrol officers?
Well, and you know, in the month of July, we had to squeeze in an assessment panel trying to hire those four patrol officers. So right after Whiskey Fest and right before the bike run, we held a interview assessment panel. I think we interviewed six for four vacancies. Out of those six, the panel decided that three could go into backgrounds, that they would be a good fit for the Pendleton Police Department, provided that their background came out good. So right now we have three in background, and we'll see how those go. It's a long, lengthy process to go through a background check to be a police officer. And so right now I'm just waiting for the results on that. And then once that's done, we'll make a determination on whether we want to move those individuals along in the process. But as of right now, even if all the planets align and all three of those get through successfully on the background and we decide that they're a good fit for the Pendleton Police Department, that means I still have one more to hire. So we're going to have to do another assessment panel somewhere down the line, which I've already got a stack of applications lined up for that panel, and we will go from there. But the first thing is to get this group through the background phase and see where we're at.
And when filling some of these openings, do you start from scratch to fill them, or do you call back some of the former applicants first?
Well, you know, it's very rare that we are in a position that we're in right now where we have multiple openings. Usually it's only one, you know, maybe two. And so we usually never have to call anybody back. But yes, that is an option. If we feel that an individual that came out like maybe third and we only hired two out of that, maybe we'll call him back and give him another shot. That is always something that we're looking for. But at the same time, we also have new applicants as well that we have to look at.
All right. And then you recently hired one new officer. Tell us about Marcus Williams.
Well, you know, Marcus comes from us, from the Umatilla Tribal Police Department. He's a 7-year police veteran. He is very well rooted in the community. We are lucky to have him. It's hard because basically what we're doing is we're hiring somebody from a partner agency that we have a very good relationship with, but at the same time we can't say no to him if he wants to apply and come work for us. So Marcus has started with his field training officer, and actually it was Marcus Williams that initiated that pursuit that I talked about earlier. So he's already diving into the deep end of the pool here, and he's working hard. He's identifying criminal behavior, and he's going out and keeping this community safe. And I couldn't be happier with him. I couldn't be happier that we have him on board. And I see good things for him in the future, for sure.
And we understand another new officer is at the academy in Salem being trained. What can you tell us about him, and what can you share as far as what he may be doing once he's out of the academy?
Well, Adam Nell, he came to us via the Department of Corrections. He worked for USCI for a number of years. He was promoted to the rank of sergeant through the Department of Corrections. He's a little bit longer in the tooth than some of the younger guys that we're hiring, but at the same time, he brings a lot more maturity and a little more worldly experience. And so I love having him on board. He's excited to do this job. Unfortunately, he has to spend 16 weeks down at the academy in Salem in order to be able to come back and do this job. But I think that we built a good foundation for him moving forward so that he can learn the job the best way he can and then come back here and continue his field training and evaluation process, which we'll see where he's at when he comes back from the academy and how much longer he needs. He was about halfway through our field training and evaluation process before he left for the academy. But when you stop the training like that and for an extended period of time, like 16 weeks, that he has to go to the academy and then come back, we want to make sure that he still has that solid foundation that he had before he left. So we'll see where he's at. And when he comes back, he'll continue his training, and we'll get him back out on the road.
All right. Very good. Well, my guest this morning, Pendleton Police Chief Chuck Byram. We're going to take a quick break. Back with more after this.
Did you know common hazards in and around your house can contaminate our drinking water? These hazards are known as cross connections and can result in contaminated water backflowing into your neighborhood drinking supply without you even knowing. If your property has an in-ground irrigation system, the state mandates you make sure these steps are followed. Confirm that your irrigation system has an approved backflow assembly. If you do not have one, then you need to get one installed immediately. Test your backflow prevention system annually and make sure the test results are reported to the City of Pendleton as mandated by Oregon law.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in, and stop in often, as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook, and remember, all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
Awareness of mental health struggles has never been more important than in the last few years. Here at McKay Creek Estates, through our wellness program celebrations, we seek to engage our residents in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. If you'd like to learn more about mental health in older adults, we're hosting a free webinar with geriatric mental health specialist Laura Valancourt. That's on Friday, August 26th at 10 a.m. Laura will offer advice on how to understand your loved one's struggles and best support them. To register, visit PrestigeCanHelp.com. Again, that's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walwal Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walwal Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
People often ask, can you fix my car? And nearly always the answer is, yes, we can. Hi, Scott here for your locally owned Pendleton Tire Factory. Did you know that we do brakes, batteries, tune-ups, air conditioning work, cooling system, shocks, struts, trailer wiring, install tow hitches? And quite often we can get the work completed on the same day. We also service most RVs and living quarter horse trailers. Pendleton Tire, Eastgate, Pendleton, 276-2774.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Chuck Byram, Pendleton Police Chief. And You've recently moved people up the ladder as far as promotions go. Who are PPD's new sergeants and corporals?
Yeah, you know, I mean, like I think I've spoken to before about this, is that we're in a transition period at the Pendleton Police Department where, you know, we have older guys retiring or deciding not to do this job anymore, and so we have to get this agency propped up for the next generation, and I'm kind of excited to be on the forefront of that and being able to have a small part in deciding who's going to be in those leadership positions with us for moving forward. Because like I've said before, there's about 6-7 of us within the next 5 years that are eligible for retirement. So we need to get these individuals propped up and get their supervision skills up to par so that when we leave, there isn't any fall off in a level of service that this community expects from its police department. So I'm excited to announce, you know, that we've made some significant moves in the patrol ranks. Promoted Sergeant Mark Golter, who's a 20-year veteran with the police department, from corporal to patrol sergeant. Promoted Chris Freeman from patrol corporal to patrol sergeant. He's about a 15-year veteran with the Pendleton Police Department. And then three of the younger guys moving from patrol officer into their first line supervision as corporal is Ben Carlton, Cass Clark, and Tyler Biggett. They have a little bit less experience, but this is the time for them to start learning from the sergeants, learning from everybody. What our patrol corporals are historically is they are our field training officers. They're teaching all of our young officers how to do the job the right way, and it also gives them some supervision skills and some training at the same time in order to so they can progress through the ranks and be a patrol sergeant someday or whatever they want to do. And so I'm happy to see these individuals grow in their new positions, and they really are the future of this agency, and we need to foster that, and we need to provide them with the tools and the training they need to be successful in their career.
And in their new positions, what will each of them be doing that you may have not already mentioned?
Well, for the patrol sergeants, basically what they do is nothing gets done in our agency without the patrol sergeants, you know, having a hand in it. They are the first line supervisors. They are the boots on the ground. They are the ones that drive my vision, drive the lieutenant's vision. I say I want this done. The patrol sergeant ensures that it does get done. He is in charge of a patrol crew, or the detective sergeant, who's in charge of the detective room. They ensure that things get done, that crimes get solved, that we are providing the best level of service that we can. So that's basically the role and function of the sergeant in a nutshell. They do more than that, obviously, but the patrol corporals are basically the right hand man of the sergeant. And they learn from the sergeant, and they make sure that the sergeant's expectations are met out on the road.
And Intermountain ESD Superintendent Mark Mulvihill was on this show last week. He praised your coordination efforts for the School Safety Summit coming up on August 8th. How important is it that law enforcement and school administrators be on the same page when it comes to school safety?
Well, yeah, you know, as we've seen, and first of all, this is Dr. Mulvihill's brainchild, and he's the one driving this. So, in any praise that he's giving me, I really appreciate. But he's the one that reached out and wanted this to go forward, and I thought it was a great idea, and it's sorely needed this day and age. I think probably as he explained, you know, that there's a lot of turnover in staff, both at school district level and at the law enforcement level, and we need to ensure that we're all on the same page so that we don't have something occur that we witnessed in other jurisdictions. We want to make sure that our response is spot on, is accurate, is the way it's supposed to be. And we need to have everybody on board to do that, because if and when we do have a situation at one of our schools or one of our businesses, we need to ensure that we are all on the same page in our response protocol, meaning that we go direct to threat. We don't stop anywhere. We know that we're putting ourselves in the line of fire. We just talked about this in our staff meeting at the police department just the other day, and it was a very somber conversation that we're not gonna repeat mistakes that we've been seeing in the news lately. And there will be no other acceptable response other than going direct to threat. We have purchased new breaching tools that all patrol cars will have to ensure that we can get in those doors, to ensure that we can get to those children or get to those teachers if we need to. So we need to get all of the school districts and all of the law enforcement together to go over the verbiage, to go over our response plans, protocols. But not only that, we need to ensure that we have the preventative tools in place. So that's where we need to get, you know, school counselors. We need to get mental health involved. We need to make sure that the fire department knows, you know, what our protocol is. And it's just very important that we do this beforehand, and then we train to the condition and we keep training so that it becomes muscle memory and that we don't forget when it actually happens.
And I imagine talking to the other law enforcement agencies that will be a part of this school safety summit only echo what you just said, that, you know, this is important. School safety is important, obviously. And, you know, as far as the response, lessons learned, I know that there's been a lot in the media about what went wrong in other situations and so on. But I imagine you guys are all in this together, but that... I guess there's no surprises from what other law enforcement is saying to be a part of this school safety summit.
I can't imagine anybody that would be in the position that I'm in would look at this and say it's a bad idea. So it's nothing but support across the board, and that I expect a good turnout come the 8th down at the Pendleton Convention Center so that we can sit down and we can have a group discussion, and then we're going to have a breakout session with individual school districts going over individual response plans and protocols, verbiage and stuff like that. So it's going to be good just to get everybody in the same room and talk about it and make sure everybody's on the same page, and so they know what to expect and they know what the expectations are. This community expects us to protect their children. I've had children go through the school district. I mean, all of my officers have people going through, you know, this school district right now. So it's something that is very close to our heart, and we take it seriously. And the last thing we want is to be Monday morning quarterbacked after the fact because we did a bad job. So it's my job to make sure that doesn't happen.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And with that, we're going to take a quick break. Back with more right after this.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
It's cool to shop at Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton. Just listen to Tim Gunther from Prodigal Son Brewery.
I shop at Zimmerman's Hardware because just cool. They have an awesome selection of stuff from obscure parts and sizes to mainstream stuff, and they have it in stock. I almost always get what I want from there. And even if I don't, they don't have any problem to tell me where I might find it.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street Pendleton for over 80 years.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today and Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
Grab the kids and head to Wild Horse Resort and Casino for Pins and Pizza. Now offering family packages Monday through Thursday. $50 before 6 p.m. and $55 after 6 p.m. Package includes 90 minutes of bowling, shoe rentals, one large pizza with up to three toppings, and one pitcher of soda. The package is good for up to six people. Plus, in the arcade, you can get bonus credits when you spend $20 or more. Reserve your lane for Pins and Pizza family package. Available Monday through Thursday. Online at wildhorseresort.com.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, you know, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free, in your hand, spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
A Pendleton original, it's the KUMA Coffee Hour. And now back to your host on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Joining me this morning is Pendleton Police Chief Chuck Byram. We started this program by talking about the month of July. We are now in the second day of August, and September will be here before we know it. What's involved in getting ready for Roundup?
A lot of meetings. Yeah, no, it's a process as with every year. But we've been doing it for so long now that, you know, we don't try to reinvent the wheel. But what we do is we make sure that we get with all of our area partners to make sure that nobody else is trying to reinvent the wheel and throwing a curveball in there somewhere. Obviously, the parades are a big deal for us. It requires all hands on deck. It requires us to spend a lot of time and thought getting the logistics down, because it seems like it changes just a little bit every year about, you know, how they want to do it, and so we have to try to adjust to that and be flexible, but at the same time sometimes just say no, we can't do it that way. I know that we have been getting help recently from Public Works, from the City of Pendleton, which we greatly appreciate, in manning some of those barricaded areas that people try to drive through. It's just making sure that we're coordinating, we're communicating. Lieutenant Nelson will build out the plan, build out the schedule for us to review. We'll go over it, make sure that everything's covered, and then be able to be flexible and on the fly during that week, because that's what you have to be more than anything, is flexible, and ensure that you're providing the best service that you can. We can't control it. We can only manage it, making sure that the E-team that's down in plainclothes downtown and at the local bars have the personnel they need to successfully control that crowd. But I tell you what, it's can't be done without a lot of support from area partners, and we truly appreciate it. We really do.
And will you and your staff get some time off before the second full week of September?
Well, that's what August is for, really. You know, it's getting the people the time off that they need to recharge their batteries and prepare for Roundup. But again, this is a little lull, but at the same time, we still need to provide a level of service every day. And so, obviously, we can't give everybody the day off at the same time. So it's hard to manage that, but these individuals that come to work for us know that coming in, that we are a busy agency and that we're down bodies right now. So that, you know what, we will give you some time off, but maybe just not when you want to have that time off. Maybe after we get all these events done, then you can have some time off.
All right. And how is Chase Adelman doing with his new specialty as a detective investigating property crimes?
You know what? He's doing a phenomenal job. I think Mr. Jim Amundson would concur with me on that one, Mr. Amundson had his trailer stolen with well over $10,000 worth of concrete working tools from the southeast area of town a couple months ago. And through diligence and working with community partners and working with other agencies, Detective Adelman was able to successfully retrieve a lot of that property from a residence in Athena. And the trailer was recovered by a spot-on UCSO deputy out in that area as well. So Chase is doing what he's supposed to be doing. We knew that it was going to, with the passage of Measure 110, it was going to make a spike in property crimes. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Right now, he's working a fairly significant burglary that occurred downtown over the weekend, where the underground was accessed and businesses were accessed through the underground area. I just encourage people to make sure that, one, we get security cameras now, because it's just an invaluable tool for us. Two, that we make sure everything is secured, whether it's in our cars or in our buildings, and we lock our doors, please.
All right. Well, thanks for that, and thanks for spending the time with us this morning on the KUMA Coffee Hour. Again, my guest, Pendleton Police Chief Chuck Byram, and lots going on for the police department and for everybody as well. And with that, we are going to say goodbye, and we will be back again tomorrow with members of the Pendleton City Council. And with that, have a terrific Tuesday. Be sure to join us again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.